panel discussion was part of the EIG conference sponsored by the Government Executive Media Group. The survey entitled In the Public We Trust was co-sponsored by Gallup and the Partnership for Public Service. Josh Joseph, a program manager for the partnership, told the audience that there was an overriding goal for the study.
Public interactions with agencies, good or bad, don't just affect how people view those particular agencies. They can affect how we view the federal government overall, and they can affect how we communicate what we think about the federal government to other people that we know. And you have a sense of how all of the viral marketing stuff works. If I have a good experience, if I have a bad experience, it's not just going to stay with me. I'm going to let other people know about it. So no pressure, guys who work in agencies. But the work that is done, you know, around your agency can have a really big impact. And that's what the survey on a large scale helps us show.
Denise Delahanty, a strategic consultant with the Gallup organization, says the survey breaks new ground in determining how different age groups and groups of people interact with the government and how those interactions affect citizen perceptions of the government.
You find out that people interact via a lot of different modes. Yes, websites, which is huge on everyone's radar right now, and we tend to think that the web is for the younger generation. You find out that, yes, the younger folks, the 18 to 29-year-olds, are interacting via websites twice as often as the seniors. But gosh, look at that. 33% of the interactions from seniors are via website. How about that? That's a pretty interesting finding, I think. So yes, younger, but older also. So it's a yes and situation. Then if you look at the other modalities, you find out the other modalities are still important. The people are calling toll-free numbers. People actually mail things. Some of the requirements from the IRS have to come through the mail. You find out in-person shows up very often. Local phone calls happen also very often. An email happens, and this is where the seniors really kind of fall down. The seniors aren't reaching out via email quite as much. But if you look at all of these data points, you say, gosh, we shouldn't put all of our eggs in one basket. They're all important, and they have a human interaction component to it as well. So, yes, they're rational, but they certainly have that people overlay of things to pay attention to. Go ahead, Lynn. Then if you look at which mode people do use for which different approach, you find out that the top way, remember we said that the top thing people contact the government for was to get forms and materials, and you find out they get forms and materials via the web. And if you think about that, that's where you put your rational access points, right? Focus your attention on making it easy and making it correct. If you look at the rest of that, though, you find out that the other pieces have people involved. So the caliber of the folks, this morning in the track one was how to attract the best and brightest and how to make government cool, feeds right into this. You need the right people to have the rest of these interactions. You've got asking about eligibility or coverage, yes, via the web, but they call. You find out that the completing an application, more rational, leave that on the web. Guidance and advice, phone, complain, look at that. They don't complain via the web. They want to talk to somebody, get it handled right away, or mail. And responding to requests, sometimes we force people into the mail, and they do that via the web, too.
I asked both Josh Joseph and Denise Delahanty what the survey might suggest for managing the new federal workforce, composed, as some have said, of a wide range of generations, from matures to boomers to Gen Xers and Gen Yers, and even millennials.
We have not done all the analysis yet. The study's coming out in 2 months. But one of the things we hope to find is that while we have a whole set, and Denise showed it, of, you know, what are the factors that make for a more positive experience, if you're older American, if you're a millennial, if you're interacting with the government in a different way, using a different mode, that the things that agencies should be focusing on are going to be different. That's going to come out in the data. And we have enough data that we can actually look into that. And that's a big reason why we wanted to break it out, because if you think of government as a whole, you treat government in one big way.
Right.
If you can start to break it out, you can start to see those differences. I don't know. Maybe you have some ideas already. I know Darby has been looking at some of the data. We may have something, but that's where we want to go, even if we don't have a ton to tell you right now.
We've also done separate surveys specifically on the generations and what do people perceive that they get and want from federal government employment versus the customer perception. So I think what you're asking is how do you manage these different generations, correct?
Right.
Of employees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a whole separate view on that. I'd love to talk to you separately about.
Any early ideas, any things that you've found out in general that you can pass along for right now?
I would say that the whole notion of money and attracting, for instance, the millennials coming in mm-hmm. is not really that huge a deal for them. They are looking for opportunities to use what they know. So as you're looking at how to manage them, make sure that you give them opportunities to show what they know as early as you can. So ask them what they think they're bringing to the party, and then figure out a way, even if it's not in their specific job description, figure out a way that you can, in fact, tap into that and give them an outlet.
The complete report on the Gallup Partnership Survey of Citizen Perceptions of Government Service is expected to be released early this summer. At the Reagan Trade Center in downtown Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.